The first step of damage assessment following a natural disaster is reporting, so says civil engineer in the Ministry of Transport and Works, Raja Alexander, while speaking on NBC Radio's face-to-face program this morning.
Damage assessment is basically us going around in the community and after an event and looking at what damage is caused by an event. It's a process. There are several steps in the process, and the process starts basically with damage reports. A lot of these reports, and most of these reports, originate via phone calls that people would make after an event passes. For example, hurricane passes, someone got blown off, they will call NEMO. Additionally, the information is gathered through canvassing, where we have persons, assessors in the various communities. They will do drive-bys, they will do walking about in the community once it's possible, given the conditions, and they will do their own, they will record their own information. At the end of this process, all information is sent to NEMO. They compile the information and they forward it to our Ministry of Transport and Works. We get that information, we go through it, we sort them out in terms of locations, and we mobilize our assessment teams.
Mr. Alexander spoke of the damage and loss and the damage and needs assessments and what they entail.
Now, there are basically two types of assessments that we conduct. There's what we call the damage and loss assessment and the damage and needs assessment. Damage and loss assessment, as the name says, loss assessment, is basically what is lost or what is damaged after during an event. Whether it be you lose galvanized, you lose whatever damage happens to your structure around your property, that kind of thing. While the damage and needs assessment is basically looking at the needs, whether it's long-term or immediate needs. The needs assessment has more than one component. There's basically physical needs, which will be infrastructure repairs, so stuff you need for that in terms of construction material, that kind of stuff. Even like tarpaulin, we get that a lot. You know, somebody roof partially blows off, we could provide tarpaulin, and so just to make it livable at least until some repairs could be done.
And Mr. Alexander said there is also a social aspect of the assessment process that caters to social needs.
Then there's the social aspect of it, where the social welfare department comes into play. And oftentimes, they will go out with us. We go out as a joint group to do one assessment. So they will do that portion of it, and we will do the infrastructural portion of it. Now, information they're looking for in terms of what you need now in terms of food. Sometimes your clothes get damaged, you don't have a mattress to sleep on, or any other kind of social support that they can provide. They will record that kind of information, where we would go and do the infrastructural and civil aspects of it.
Civil engineer in the Ministry of Transport and Works, Raja Alexander. I am Radhika Stephen with today's special report.